Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. James Marhesic. JAMESMARHESIC. New patient visit, date of birth 5/12/1962, date of accident 8/17/2022, and date of visit is 8/24/2022. Mr. James Marhesic is injured in an automobile accident that occurred on 8/17/2022. And the chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back and the neck, especially shooting down to the left leg, and headaches, pain in the right shoulder. The history of automobile accident, the patient James Marhesic reports that he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. On 8/17/2022, he was traveling as a driver, restrained, at 7 p.m. near Wixom, city of Wixom, at Wixom Road and Pontiac Trail Junction. As he was passing through the, before the junction, he was wanting to make a left turn on Wixom Street onto Pontiac Trail. He was going, so he went to the left lane. Another car from the right side of a shopping plaza came dashing down at a very high speed, and he had no time to respond or slow down, and he hit the other car on a T-bone fashion, damaging their front door and rear door. The other lady was at fault. The police came and police report was filed. The patient was wearing seatbelt, and he was driving a Mariner SUV while he hit a sedan. He was traveling at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The other car was 40 miles an hour, hopefully. The patient reportedly was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. When the police arrived at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. He did not visit any emergency room on the day of accident. The damage to the vehicle is as follows. The car was completely totaled. The radiator smashed into the motor, engine, and front end was completely collapsed. Although there was no rupture of any windshield, but there was a small crack in the windshield. Seatbelt was not broken. Headrest was not broken. Steering column was intact. The patient reports that the event of this accident caused him whiplash of his neck after he hit into the steering wheel and then back into the headrest when he jarred his head. And there was some damage to the right shoulder, and he reports of a previous neck surgery. And at home, he has been doing massage with Tylenol with no relief. History of presenting illness. Number one, he has a headaches which are located in the occipital region. Moderately severe, often mildly sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise. And they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The pain started immediately after the accident, and he has been having a severe pain in the neck. And it is not radiating to the arm, but the pain continues. He has pain in the middle back, and these pains are 7. Lower back pain is also 7, but lower back pain is reported radiating to both legs, especially more to the right leg, all the way to the ankle, in the posterior part as S1, S2, dermatome fashion. Pain in the right shoulder is only 4, and he can do a 160-degree abduction without any major pain. He has a lot of spasm in the back muscles, and the patient report that these pains are coming several times a day, and they're described as cramping, and he's fearful of them. The intensity of the pain varies from 3 to 7, and it affects his ADLs up to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 in general. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, bending, coughing, and improved by sitting. The patient has had no x-rays or any other investigations. He complains of muscle weakness and numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right leg mainly, but sometimes left leg also posteriorly. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. And further, the patient denies any problem with the sleep, mood, depression, self-worth, concentration problem, and suicidal thought, homicidal thought. However, he does suffer from anxiety. In addition, the patient has not reported any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any focus problem, memory problem, or nausea, vomiting problem. patient denies any incontinence of the bowel, urine, or any sleepwalking, nightmares, or any erectile dysfunction. He plays piano, which he is able to do, and he denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance. He has no depression, panic, no lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, weakness. Regarding the ADLs, only writing is affected to 8. The rest of the ADLs are less than 4 that are affected. In the past treatment, patient denies any treatment at all from any facility. In the system review, patient reports that in heart disease, he is suffering from high blood pressure and high cholesterol. In endocrine disease, he is suffering from diabetes type 2. Neurological disorders, he is suffering from stroke in the past, and he has a back or neck pain or injury and headaches. In the past surgical history, patient reports of a cervical spine surgery, which was done at Extension Hospital, and a titanium disc were replaced, and the scar is in the anterior part of the neck. Allergies to penicillin and bee stings. Family history is unknown. The patient reports when he was a kid, he was adopted, so he has no idea about his brother, sister, and family. Relationship status, he lives with a domestic partnership with someone. Employment status, patient is completely retired and disabled. He filed disability in 2018 and 19. Legal history, JC Auto Law is representing his case. Personal history, patient does drink, does smoke cigarettes off and on, and sometimes weed, but he does not abuse any other drug. And the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 134/80, heart rate is 69, respiratory rate is 20, temperature 96.1, height is 6 feet and weight is 197. A 60-year-old white male of a great build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and he's resting comfortably and he's well-dressed, demeanor is good, attitude is good, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably with the help of a cane and not falling, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, except in the neck there is a scar 1 inch wide on the right side of the upper part of the anterior neck. Neurological examination is the same. Gait is normal and slow. Intelligent. Musculature examination, there is a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle bilaterally, as well as quadratus lumborum and paraspinal muscles from C2 to L5 bilaterally with multiple trigger points noted. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, there is a tenderness of the the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment. No scars are noticed except in the anterior part of the neck where he has a cervical disc fixation. On palpation, there is tenderness of the cervical spine and L4, L5, and C2, 3, 4, 5. And pelvic iliac crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present at C2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And L4, 5, and vertebral muscle spasm are present from C2 to L5 bilaterally with multiple trigger points and tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is quite limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not found painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was positive, Sperling was positive, Lerman test was positive, destruction test was not done due to the previous spine surgery. Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine Roos test was negative, slump test negative, and in the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregard test negative, Kemp test was negative, and Babinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints were non-tender, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, destruction test is negative, Faber test is negative, Gonson test is negative, and Trendelberg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the for the shoulders on the right no the positive finding in any part of the extremities. All the other extremities are warm, stretch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. And range of motion for all joints is normal, because test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is slightly antalgic, patient is walking slowly with the help of a cane. In the right shoulder, the range of motion of the active motion is 160 degrees of abduction without pain, beyond which there is some pain. Pain level is 4, and inspection reveals normal appearing shoulder. In the special test, the Hawking Kennedy test was found positive on the right shoulder, as well as MTBF can test, speed test, near test. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative, drop arm test was negative. No other issues with the rest of the intestine, extremities. The diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. Hypertension 110, diabetes 1E11.9, motor vehicle or accident V89.2 XXT, and R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M6.0.9, M79.7, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Right shoulder, M25.511, and M75.110, M75.30, 75.50. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24. And S23.3XSA. Lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S33.5XSA. Treatment plan and plan of care. The plan of care is from the template for the patient, James Marhez. The treatment plan also is from the template for James Marhez. Physical therapy, yes, it has been ordered 3 times per week. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, following medications are provided. Mobic, 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix or pentoprazole, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin, 600 milligrams twice a day for nerve pain. Voltaren gel has been provided for topical pain relief. And Tylenol number 4 with codeine is provided, 15 tablets for help with the pain. Home exercise plan is yes. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Refer to psychiatry for anxiety, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Patient will be tried on physical therapy and conservative treatment. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care and caseworker not needed. Medical records, not available. Investigations. An MRI of the cervical spine and the lumbar spine is ordered to identify the pathology, and especially because patient has had surgery and we want to make sure that there is no positive pathology has developed after the accident. DM is patient is provided with a neck brace, lower back brace, tense unit to further heal. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, yes. Patient is disabled from work and home disability. Follow-up visit in 1 month time, direct contact. Patient is advised to call us and inform us if any issue comes up. Thank you.